Write and take notes. Emotions mustn't overtake faith. Emotions or feelings mustn't overtake faith. Now, to deal with the emotions, to deal with feelings. So many today are so trapped and held by their emotions and by their feelings. And the powers of darkness, the devil himself, knows exactly how to cater to those emotions and those feelings. But as we know, in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, it says quite clearly, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. Now, when he refers to by sight, it means by those things that you see, the senses, and where feelings and emotions are attached to those five senses. Emotions, feelings, are influenced often by sight, by unbelief, and Satan works on this. He holds people by their emotions, by their feelings. And so he holds them to such a point that they don't emotionally believe in God. Because God doesn't emotionally move me, or I can't see him or feel him, I choose not to believe. And that is where so many people are held by their will, by their influences, simply because they want to believe in God, but they want to believe him emotionally. They want to feel him. They want to see him. They want to know, be confirmed, that they're a Christian. So they're bound by the emotions. They're sensual. They're earthly. And the Bible has much to say about people who are like that. You have many, sadly, in the house of God. Many who meet even this morning who worship God on emotions, feelings, but not by faith. And it is a vast difference. Now, as we turn to familiar chapter and verse of Galatians 2, verse 20, here it says here, the Apostle Paul says here, "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul speaks clearly again, as we're reminded so often, that the cross deals with these emotions and these feelings that we substitute for faith. He says quite clearly, "I have been crucified with Christ." Not that he says "I'm going to" or "I might," but he says "I have." So it's a legal thing that it's done. It's what God has done by faith, as we believe in him. He says, "I have been crucified with Christ," because he says, "I daily take up my cross. I follow him," which we're to do. "It's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me." So his confession, his experience through that cross is, "I don't live anymore, but the life of Christ lives in me." He lives his life now. He has his say, what he wants, what he wishes to do. And that is the work of the Spirit that's working that now in you and in me and in this assembly and all those that love the Lord. "And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So he's influenced by living by faith, by the fact that God loves him and gave himself to him. That has become his experience. But it is not an experience that has come by affecting him by his feelings or his emotions. They might have a place there, but his faith is not in them. His faith is in the Word of God and the work of the Spirit that is taking place in his life, working daily, conforming him to the image of the Son of God. And that is what it has to be for you and me. You cannot walk this walk by your feelings, by your emotions, for they change like the wind. They can change within seconds. We have to walk by the Word of God that feeds the inner man. And he says he presents that cross the same as it was presented to Christ. And Christ set his face as a flint toward Calvary. You likewise set your face as a flint to seeking the kingdom of God, to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will work that work. And if you get a feeling or emotion along the way, well, praise God. But your faith doesn't depend in that. I'm emphasizing this because you're going to see later why this is so important. For I live by faith in the Son of God. In other words, in God. I live by faith in his word. Why? Because he loved me and he gave himself for me. In other words, he's been influenced, persuaded by the love of God. And that is how you walk by faith. You have to be influenced, persuaded that your Father loves you with an everlasting love. And that should be sufficient. That should be enough. That should be the greatest promise that we anchor our life, our soul upon. But God doesn't stop there. He gives us many other promises as well, revealing the fact that he loves us. And you have to be persuaded by that. It has to be a revelation to you. The Father's love is not simply an emotion. It is not a feeling. And we hear this so often today, and I'll tell you where this comes out so much in a lot of this so-called Christian worship choruses that we have today, that so appeals to the emotions. They are emotionally led. Are not spirit led. And there's a vast difference. And I tell you, you can tell a lot where the state of the church is today by its worship. What comes out. And it is so based on feelings, emotions. I didn't feel God's presence today. Or wasn't the meeting good? We felt God's presence. And they base that as a good meeting, glorifying his name. Not at all. Not at all. I can go through a meeting sometimes not feeling a thing. But my spirit has been edified. Amen. I have been fed. But if I were to go by me feelings, emotions, I wouldn't come to the meeting. I would just come now and again when it suits me, when emotionally I feel led. And so many go to church on that basis. They don't know anything about discipleship. You see, the cross of faith will balance these emotions and these feelings. And I suggest to you again why God presents the cross. To deal with that very thing. Those emotions and those feelings that otherwise are going to just damn you, confuse you, draw you into heresy. All those things. You know, a lot of these deceptions, these false doctrines work on the emotions. It feels as though it's right. It sounds as though it's right. And it's made me feel all goosey bumps and all I feel a quickening, such an anointing, listening to that revelation, not knowing that they're to discern it, to test the spirits, or does it line up with the word of God? No, it's received on the emotions. And the emotions can work with the pride of man. Satan knows how to do it. So often we find each day that we are governed and controlled by emotions. That's why I say to you, the moment you wake up in the morning, start confessing the word of God. Start singing those choruses. Start speaking in tongues. Because those emotions, those feelings, are quite contrary. You probably don't feel like getting out of bed and facing work for the day. But your faith does, you see. A lot of hours are lost year by year from work, and it costs billions in pounds to the government, to the country, simply because people don't feel like going to work. That shows you how powerful feelings are, emotions are. I can set your saliva glands going right this very moment when I start to speak about food. And I go into great detail as to what it is you're going to eat. I can assure you, your body is going to pick that up immediately by the emotions, by the feelings. And 10 minutes later, you'll be starved. We get the saying, I don't feel well. I felt quite offended when he didn't thank me. I feel so tired today. I don't feel like I'm a Christian. I don't feel like going to the prayer meeting today. Or you can get these deceptions that can come out from Christians. I really feel God will bless your marriage when it's either the second or third time they're going to get married. They've gone on emotions, feelings. No regard for what the Word of God says, you see. And not only that, but they can allow those emotions and feelings for them to start prophesying, or words of knowledge, that the Lord is saying this, and it's based all on the emotions and the feelings. That's what false prophets are motivated by. So we see something that's very powerful within human nature that has to be brought under the control of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to show in a minute how God works this. But emotions, feelings, overtook Eve. Do you know that sin, the first sin brought into the world, was based on emotions, feelings? She looked upon the fruit that it was good to eat. It looked good to the eyes. And the next thing you know is the senses are in operation, the taste, the smell, the sight, everything. Then the hearing becomes open, and that hearing is, Satan uses that, and so the emotions are setting into operation. Are these right emotions? Are these good emotions? Well, we are emotional, God has put them there, but now the devil is using them. He's using these senses, these emotions. And so she feels like taking of that fruit when she was told not to. And of course, the first sin came into the world. So can you not see how big a question this is? This is a big thing. Can God change all of that, bring that back to the conformity of his will, bringing man, emotional being like he is, back into the conformity of his will and purpose and plan? Well, he's God. And that is where our faith comes in. Because it's impossible otherwise. You will be held by emotions. And that is where religion is held by, is emotions, feelings. It is not held by true scriptural faith. And so much that we see today is obviously governed by feelings. Governments are very often are controlled by the feelings and emotions of people. They will compromise on laws or things that they pass. Or if riots occur, or if there are strikes, you will begin to find that a compromise begins to take place. Why? Because the emotions are being affected. Laws are being violated or broken because of the emotions and the feelings of men, women. People have been wrongly accused in courts of law because of feelings and emotions in operation. They're that powerful in human nature. Never undermine them. Never be complacent about the emotions and feelings that you go through. This is something the Holy Spirit is working in you and me to bring into the conformity of His will, His purpose, His plan for your life and for this church. And so much to this, as I've said, is absolutely governed by feelings. I feel God's power to heal. You know? You can see sometimes you've been in a meeting, or we've been in a meeting in the past. I feel God's power to heal. Well, you don't feel God's power to heal. It is by faith that He heals. Now, I want to clarify this. Let's turn to Luke 6, verse 19. Luke 6 and verse 19. And here it speaks about where Jesus, He heals the great multitude of people. And it says here, the whole multitude sought to touch Him, for power went from Him, and He healed them all. Same that with the Syrophoenician woman. With all the throng that was pushing in, yet the Lord knew that virtue, power went from Him. Now, that is a feeling, but it is a feeling that has been motivated by the power of God in operation. And that is a different type of feeling. He felt the power go from Him. Or we're told that the presence of God was with Him, or the power of God was with Him to heal. But nowhere do we ever find in Jesus' ministry, and all those that emulated Him, like the Apostle Paul and the early church, nowhere do we see that their faith is moved by feeling, by emotion. Now you say to me, but Jesus was touched by compassion. Oh, indeed He was. But that compassion, or the emotion that was stirred by the compassion, was led by the Holy Spirit. What He was picking up was the Father's emotion. Amen. How the Father felt. And that is what God wants His people to learn. He wants you to pick up His heartbeat. Now, if God is emotional and He shows His emotion towards a person, you are going to pick it up if you are walking close to God. In other words, it's not going to be your soulish emotions that have come into operation and are trying to get that person healed. There is a difference. Can you see what I'm saying now? This is why you cannot find in Jesus' ministry where He was moved by His own emotions, by His feelings. He saw a need when the people were following Him, and the need was that they should be fed. But He was led by the Spirit. He didn't say, "Father, I feel these people should be fed." He was moved by the Spirit. He picked up the Father's heart, who is very practical. But nowhere do we find in these miracles in the gospel where people were moved by these emotions and by these feelings. Yet we've done it. We've done it in meetings. I feel God's presence is to heal all this electrics going through my hands. That doesn't mean at all. That's power to heal. Now God can do that. And sometimes when you lay hands, can something hold you? When you lay hands upon someone for healing, she nearly went over. It's all right, she went to sleep. When you lay hands upon someone for healing, you sometimes can feel the power of God's healing power going through. But your faith is not based upon that feeling. And that is why very often God will not heal the same way twice. And because God moved in a meeting and somebody felt that anointing, here it is, felt that anointing, and that's not say it couldn't be God, but what you do find is that once they've done that, they expect God then to be doing it on and off. And so they're then going to be go by that feeling in the right hand or the left hand. And I can't tell you how many times that goes on in meetings. Jesus didn't fall for that. If you notice, Jesus, when he healed in diverse and different ways. Because his Father was guiding and leading him. He wasn't affected by how he feels or his emotions. And there must have been many times when Jesus didn't feel like preaching or didn't feel like facing the crowd. He was human, the same as us in his flesh. But that's got nothing to do with it. There are many times I don't feel like preaching behind this pulpit. I can assure you that. But my Heavenly Father says that is where you're to be. And I will do it through you. So what has feelings got to do? It's a blessing sometimes when you feel that anointing just flowing and it's just going through you and everything. That is a blessing. But my feelings are not attached to that. My feelings are not attached to the anointing. Whether I feel it or I don't feel it. That is the point. Because otherwise these emotions, these feelings are going to take us away from God's will, the Father's will, and it centers upon man, upon you, and the devil uses it. When you are in a meeting that is governed more by emotions and by feelings, that is not truly glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. And the enemy is in control. He's working in that meeting. Coming as an angel of light. And that's why we never use feelings and faith together. Faith is built up upon the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, reading that Word. You may not feel like reading the Word. You may not feel like being here today. But if our hearts are open, our faith is being built up upon what God has promised in His Word. And the Holy Spirit will do that work. And if you get a feeling or an emotion or a delight, well then that's an added bonus. But that doesn't necessarily make it a better meeting. Or it doesn't necessarily make it a more anointed word because I got emotionally moved. Some of the most anointed messages can be when you don't feel a thing. I remember years back in my studies reading a biography on Jonathan Edwards. A great preacher he was, but to listen to him, if you were to listen to him in the natural, you wouldn't be inspired. Because I'm told that he preached with a sort of monotonic voice, slow. But when you listened, what came out of that man was the Word of God. And you would be built up in faith. We're so used to entertainers today. We're so used to the visual, what he or she looks like. But you see, God will raise up men after his own heart. Some may not be very eloquent. Some may not outwardly appear to look very attractive. And yet what God puts through them is a faith-building ministry. Because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, reading that Word. It cannot affect, it mustn't affect your feelings, your emotions. You cannot emotionally work your way into believing these promises or believing what God has said. You know, very often when we go through a physical trial, and yes, you can go through those trials, and yes, that pain can be horrendous, and that pain is a feeling, is an emotion, but you cannot allow that to move the hand of God to do it when he's going to do, when you want him to do it. Or you cannot use that to control and manipulate God, which we do. We use our feelings and emotions to try and manipulate and get God to do it for us or when we want it and so on. And God won't. And that's why then at times we fall out with God. We feel he doesn't really love us. Or he's so hard on me. Well, it appears he's hard on you because he's not going to be influenced and affected by your feelings and emotions. And it's not to say he doesn't have emotions. Oh, he does. He is greatly compassionate, merciful, long-suffering, gentle toward us. But that is because he is. He's not governed or controlled by those. He is long-suffering. He is gentleness. He is love. That is him. We have to be taught and trained those things. They're not naturally within us. And so we use those feelings and emotions to try and get God on our side. And then we get all upset because he's not responded to my feelings, to my emotions. And God never will. God will respond to your faith and belief in the Word of God. And there is a vast difference. And that is why we have to grow up. Because children are still very trapped and motivated by their feelings, emotions. But those feelings and emotions, as you mature and as you grow up, they change. You learn, you discern them. You begin to realize that these emotions, feelings, have to be brought into conformity. Moderation is called. It has to be brought into conformity. You cannot just let your emotions and feelings run riot. And this, of course, is the problem that we see today in society. This is why people are becoming violent. You see outrageous behavior, things that go on. They no longer can contain and control the emotions, the feelings anymore. They overwhelm them and they'll just act on what emotion or response or feeling that is going on. They'll just act it without thinking about the consequences. That is why murder, rape and all the vices that are going on are increasing rapidly. And where does a lot of the influence of this come from? Right in television. You look at, well, no, I wouldn't advise it, but you look at these soap operas and everything, they're all full of emotions. Emotions. One minute they're loving one another, next minute they're one another's throat. You just see it. You see it even in the last 5-8 years, the rapid decline. Teachers at school will tell you the same thing. They're having to control outrageous emotions and feelings within children. No control. Where do they get the influence from that from? Because they see their parents doing it. They see parents shouting at one another or hitting one another. So they go and do exactly the same. Think that they can hit who they like. How Satan uses it. It was the number one thing he used when man fell. Right with Eve. Adam. So does his tactics change? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. And sadly, it's rampant in the house of God. This is why you don't see the Word of God preached as it should be today. Because to preach this word, to preach it as God presents it, it doesn't appeal to the emotions and to the feelings. What it does is expose them for what they are. And man doesn't like that. And of course, where pride is attached to that as well, you see. So faith is built up, as I've said, by the Word of God. Now, feelings, of course, do make us human. Because we can feel hungry. Or, I feel I must go to bed now, I'm tired. Or, I feel I'd like to go for a walk. These are all quite normal. We get tired, so you sleep. That is a feeling. Hungry, of course we get hungry. We have to be fed. That's a feeling. So those feelings are there, and God has put those feelings there. We are emotional. That is part of your character, your soul, you. Each of you have different types of emotions and feelings. They outwardly can be the same, but they're part and parcel also with your character, you see. Some have certain emotions in different ways, areas, to others. So there's nothing wrong with these emotions. And if those emotions are used also to glorify God, then praise God. And if you feel the joy of the Lord, praise his name. There's nothing wrong with feeling the joy of the Lord, but my faith is not in that. Because even if I don't feel the joy of the Lord, God's word is still there. The joy of the Lord is my strength. My strength lies in God, in his word, and not in those feelings and emotions. There is the difference. And that is why God, if we're going to see these greater works, we're going to see the healings and the deliverance, yes, even the raising from the dead, it is not going to come by an emotion, by a feeling. Well, I've had such a blessed day with God. I feel so anointed. I'm sure God's going to raise someone from the dead today. That is not how Jesus walked. He was led by the Spirit. And I believe we're not quite seeing yet the greater works till this is really dealt with in this body. Because God can't trust his power, his anointing otherwise. We see it quite clearly with the disciples. They wanted to call down fire. That was an emotion that worked in them. They felt emotionally moved, probably angry. Elijah wanted to do the same. Don't know what spirit you're of. Thank God that God wasn't going to allow his power at that point to be used on an earthly, sensual, emotional act. And that's why it hasn't happened in your life. And it seems God doesn't answer, or God isn't doing it today, or it doesn't seem as though he's healing. He is so working with us where we're going to be led by the Father and do only that which he reveals. Now very often when he will reveal to do a thing, you better not allow your emotions or feelings to govern at that point. Because sometimes you're going to say, well, what is it going to look like? And immediately your feelings, your emotions are being affected, you see. So we have to be on our guard here. So you see, fear can be felt. Love can be felt. Hate can be felt. These feelings can actually be felt. Anger, rage can be felt. And you can get the after effects of these things that will come out through the body. Whether insomnia, bad heads, headaches, migraine, a feeling of nausea, or ulcers. These are things that are triggered off by these strong emotions and these feelings. But love is a feeling. Hate is a feeling, not that we're to hate. But they're not to govern us. This is the point. I may find that I have to battle someone, and I'm working that to get that love in my heart, to love that brother or that sister. And yes, I might pick up the dislike or even the hate, but my faith is not in that emotion. God has taught me that that emotion, that feeling that I am feeling, is wrong. And it's not godly before him. And so you work that, you get before God, and you wait on him as he works his love, his compassion, his mercy. You'll know if you love your brother or sister with the love of Christ, because you're free to be able to pray for them without any prejudice. without any attitude. You all know. So there we are, friends. That is what I believe the Holy Spirit wanted us to hear this morning. Emotions mustn't overtake our faith. Whatever you feel. And if you're feeling really emotional or the feelings are really rampant, then I would say to anybody, don't you dare operate in the gifts. Don't you start coming over spiritual. Just focus on the Lord and get still and let God center you and bring you and focus you back into His presence and into His Word. You have to learn to do that for your minister. There have been times when I have been emotionally moved, but I have not trusted in those emotions and would dare not to operate in those emotions, but to come back and focus upon the Lord, upon His Word. And you know, sometimes it doesn't take very long when it brings you back. You think, thank God I didn't move out on that feeling or that emotion. Not only would it not have glorified the Lord, but the devil would have used it. Yeah. And we've had to make the mistakes. I've made those mistakes. I had to learn a very, very hard mistake years back. I know I've given this one where, you know, when I was ministering with another ministry years ago, and they were calling these people up to pray for them, and all the ones that where it didn't work, they seemed to pass them on to me. And the ones that often didn't work were the ones that were in wheelchairs or on crutches. And I found that we ministered to this young man, went through all the right things. Can you believe the word of God? Do you believe this word? Yes, I do. Believe that when we pray, you'll rise up and walk. Yes, I do. Everything. Of course, nothing happened. That poor young chap didn't get up and didn't walk and went away desperately disappointed, probably angry with God. And I was desperate at that point, and I thought, I cannot carry on as a minister like this. And I remember going home and crying before God. I was angry, I was in a rage. God must have looked at me as a spoiled child there, but it was the only way I knew how to get it all out of me. I said, I don't want this. This is not what I want. This was the worst experience ever of my life. This hasn't glorified your name. That young man didn't walk, and others saw it, and what a show it was. And for about 2 or 3 weeks, you know, God had to work with me. And yes, my heart had gone hard. All the emotions that were there were governing me. The feelings were governing me. But God's love melted that. And God said, yes, I allowed you to go through that because I'm going to teach you what is real and what is false. And you see, it didn't take me long when God began to work with me that it was emotions that was praying over that man. It was emotions that was quoting the word of God. It was emotions that laid hands on him and said, rise in the name of Jesus. It wasn't led by the Spirit. There's the big difference. And you see, God allowed that. He worked that to show me what is the difference. And so, I, like you, am still remaining at God's feet, learning, preparing for that day when the Holy Spirit takes over and you will see from the false to the genuine. But I can tell you, it will not be led by emotions or feelings. It will be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you this morning. Like always, we need to hear these things. Thank you, Father, for your word. Father, when we hear these messages coming out like they are, Lord, we are so aware, we're so near. And Father, we only lay ourselves on that altar before you. We are those living sacrifices, and only you can work with us and our emotions, our feelings. For indeed we are emotional beings. But Lord, we are learning so fast that our faith is not based upon those feelings, upon those emotions, but upon the revealed word of God. And as we embrace this, and take it into our hearts. So, Father, you will speak to us. You will guide us. You will lead us. You will give us your compassion. You will give us your emotions, your feelings. They won't be ours, but they will be led by the Spirit. There is the vast difference, Lord. So please help us, Father. Please help any of my brothers and sisters who are in a situation right now where their emotions and feelings are trying to govern, trying to get them to compromise, because that's what they'll try and do. Father, I pray that you will help each one of us, Lord, that we settle this, and that we will simply be led by the will of God, by the presence of God, obeying you, Father. For this we ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.